So I have a link here that was sent to me, a website called Ask Delphi. And Delphi is an AI, an artificial intelligence.
Oh, really?
It's kind of weird. Now, this is not like a robot or something.
Uh-huh.
But it's a website where you type in a question, any question you want, and it gives you back an answer. I guess it's kind of like a magic eight ball.
Okay.
Only there's some sort of algorithms that go with this. And I came up with things like, should I have a baby? should I have another baby? It says, it's nice. Should I shave my beard? Perhaps.
So it gives you practical answers?
It does. I said, should I get drunk tonight? And it said, you should not. I was just trying to think of provocative things to ask.
Okay.
Do you have anything you'd like me to ask this thing? Because I'll tell you, they give you some examples, and they're all these crazy, like, should I kill a bear with my bare hands?
One.
All right, what do you got?
Should I shave that mole in that weird spot?
Should I shave that mole?
So you have to, you're typing it into your phone, right?
Spot. Yeah, I mean, I guess I could use voice to text, but I'm typing it in, and then the button says ponder. So now it says AI pondering, and it says, you should.
Oh,
how is this different than, well, I guess Suri is kind of, she's a little bit, she can be a little feisty sometimes.
Right, and all she says, sorry, I missed that.
And by the way, I'm clicking on this. There are examples of, should I kill a bear with my bare hands? It's wrong and a bad idea. Should I run the blender at 3 a.m.? You shouldn't.
Well, hey, Suri.
Yeah, what does Suri think?
Should I run the blender at 3 a.m.?
The forecast is calling for cloudy skies around.
Nope, that's
not- you suck, Siri.
Now, I want to know what Siri thinks about his mole thing.
Hey, Siri, should Vince shave his mole?
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
See?
Could you please repeat it?
Yeah, again, okay. Ask her again.
Hey, Siri, should I shave my mole?
I seem to be having trouble hearing you.
She didn't like that
Sorry
one.
About that.
Hey, real quick, I just realized, are you saying Siri?
Siri, right? You say Siri, she says Suri.
That different?
Yeah, I say Siri. I think you say Suri.
Yeah, I think Suri is Tom Cruise's daughter. Siri is the thing in your phone.
Well, she answers to it, so whatever.
Or maybe Tom's got his daughter doing voiceovers. It wouldn't surprise me. There's a dollar out there. He'll grab it. It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince, reporting for duty, ready and set for a Back to Business Monday, October the 25th, 2021. Vinny was out Friday morning, or came in late on Friday morning, so I didn't get a chance to ask him about this. But we were talking the other day about how you, against your will, took your siblings to the pumpkin patch, and your girlfriend came along as well. You kind of had to play dad, I guess, the other day. How did that go? Did you guys get all the pumpkins? The kids happy?
It went all right. I'll be honest, though. I was unimpressed.
Oh, really? Why?
Not a good selection? I don't want to, like, shame the pumpkin patch, because I'm sure they had good pumpkins at one point, but a lot of them were starting to go.
You're a pumpkin shamer.
Are they rotting pumpkins? Yeah, I mean, that happens when you go, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. But then it was funny, because, you know, after kind of missing out on getting good pumpkins, I still wanted to, like, get something else there, and they had a bunch of, like, vegetables, you know, homegrown vegetables.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I never realized zucchini is massive. Like, I bought zucchini from the store, and it's about the size of a cucumber. Not that big.
Right.
Maybe even smaller.
Yeah.
These freaking zucchinis were huge. Like, bigger than my leg. I'm like,
really?
Huge.
Bigger than your leg, huh?
Yeah, both.
So did you buy zucchini?
I bought that, baby.
Why was it so big? Like, I mean,
I don't know. It was a thick zucchini, man. It worked out. Got nutrients.
It's a zucchini pump, you know?
Like, honestly, the zucchini was bigger than the pumpkins we got.
Are you going to carve the zucchini?
I cooked some of it up. I mean, I only chopped a quarter of it and made a meal for half of our family. So.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you purchase any gourds?
What the heck is that?
Well, a gourd.
Pumpkin.
Yeah, it's like a little pumpkin. You know, little pumpkin that's got the little.
Oh. Yeah. Well, they had a sign that said gourds, $2. I didn't know what the heck that was. Thanks.
That's, to be fair, there always is that vegetable. If you go, especially to one of those, you know, fancy markets where they get the organic food and that kind of thing, they'll have some vegetable. I'm like, what is that? It's like, oh, it's a rooted turnip. You know, like it's not easily recognizable, like a tomato, for example, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Like, no, you guys are freaking morons.
I generally know what the vegetables are when I go to the grocery store.
I can't get on board with this.
I will say I've never seen a zucchini as big as a leg, but I mean,
it was huge. You wouldn't believe it if I... Oh, man.
Did you take a picture of the zucchini? Because maybe we should post it.
Ah, you know what? I didn't.
I'm sure.
How did you not take a? You said it was bigger than your leg. How did you not take a picture of it?
I was so like shocked by it. I called my mom and FaceTimed her. I was like, "Is this really a zucchini?
Mom, what is this?" Did you just Google? Oh, Rochelle just Googled world's biggest zucchini. Let me tell you, that is not what I expected.
That is huge.
Yeah.
Wow. I gotta ask you, was it good? Was it bitter? Like.
So I'll be honest with you, I was kind of disappointed with that, too.
You didn't enjoy the taste of the giant zucchini
you put between your lips? Okay. Oh, my gosh. I was just confused because I cooked it for a while, and the skin was still kind of tough.
Yeah,
well that'll happen with a big zucchini.
Yeah, that's what happens when they get big like that.
All right, yeah.
Same with the cucumbers. The littler ones are always better.
Yeah? Well, you're the first woman I ever heard say that.
Oh, boy.
Never heard that before.
Uh-huh.
Well, speaking of little cucumbers, your ex, I knew I'd find a segue here somewhere, and there it was. It presented itself like an oasis in the desert. Okay?
Okay.
Texted over the weekend. I mean, you, and I know I've said this before, I stay out of everything unless there's some sort of a crisis
mm-hmm.
or some sort of an issue or some sort of question that I need to be involved in answering. So you brought to my attention that he had reached out. Because Lola's going to be in a play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she spends, for people that have never heard us talk about this before, spends most of her time because of the whole custody mess with him. And so you're going out to see the play.
Yes.
And I'm actually not coming to see the play. But I am sending along, flowers and all of that. And,
right.
And a little
freaking
card.
Hate plays.
Well, no, I don't hate plays.
It's the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, because
so
remember,
it's a lot of travel.
Yeah,
so
because
we'll be...
she lives in Detroit with the ex, so there's travel involved
right.
for so, us to get back there to go see. So he's going, and he now has a live-in girlfriend who also has her own kids.
Yeah.
And he sent you a message, and I thought at least the thought here showed some degree of civility. Where he says, would you mind if...
he didn't say, would you mind.
All right, so how did it go then?
So the people in the play asked us to make a, bravo kind of congratulations, good job.
And Vinny, this is what I'm saying, because I'm not going to take the trip to Detroit to go do this. I'm sending along well wishes in this thing that Rochelle put together. It's like a collage of
right,
pictures.
Right, it's a collage of
which
pictures.
Which would be a congratulations, hon, to Lola.
Yeah,
right?
Great job, yeah. Lola, on the play, break a leg type of thing. And then it says, love from your family. And I put her dad, I put her brother, I put Robbie, I put
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute, hang on. So that thing that you showed me, that's yes. going to be from everybody, not just from me and you?
That's from everyone.
But why can't he just do
his...
Because they're only allowed one slide per... It's like a slide
Well, let me
show.
Tell you, well, this is... Let's sue the county, because this is offensive. We can't be... Yeah, we can't be the only people that have got a kid that comes from a split home.
Well, okay.
We're not the only Brady Bunch
no,
that there is.
No, broken family.
You can have a second slide,
yeah.
but they charge you $30 for it.
Well, screw it. He has to pay $30.
Well, no, we're going to have to pay the $30 because he paid for the admission stuff for the play.
Okay, fine. Then we'll pay $30.
Okay.
I don't want to be associated
okay.
with him.
Well,
why didn't
fine.
You tell me this before?
Well, I didn't know that was an issue. I don't know why that has to be an issue, why we can't all be included.
Also, if we were going to all be included, let's just say you and I are married and have been for some time. Mm-hmm. This is just some kumad. As my people
well,
would say, that lives in the house.
This is my issue here. Because
it's not his wife.
Listen, will you let me finish the story? So I made the slide, and I said,
"Yes, I know, I saw it. It was a great job."
Mom and Dad and Robbie and Grayson
yeah.
and Rick the cat and their dog, and I put all of them there. He sends me a message and said, "Please add my girlfriend and her children."
Well, why don't we also add Nick Nolte
well,
and Vinny?
And that's exactly
yeah,
where
put me
I
on the list.
That's what I
yeah.
said. My actual response to him back was,
uh-huh.
"Did you guys get married over the weekend? Because I'm pretty sure if you're not married to this woman, we shouldn't be adding her to family events. Robbie and I are married. If we were not married, I would not have added."
Well,
him.
I'm sure that helped the situation.
Yeah. So.
And what did he say to that?
He just said, "I stay out of your business. You stay out of mine. I guess leave her off." And that's what he said.
Well, you know what? If he wants her on there, that's his prerogative. And if he bought the tickets, fine. Then let's just pay the extra to have our thing. Why do we want to be associated with him in any way anyway?
He asked me to make the slide because I'm good at that kind of stuff. So he wants... I'm not going to make a separate slide for him.
He's... What do you expect from the guy? What do you expect? What
Robbie's
do you expect?
Robbie's going to be so mad. Right, Rochelle, once you leave, Robbie's just going to be sulking on the couch. My name next to her. Better not have my name at the bottom.
That's right. I don't want to, if
well,
someone
fine.
Googles me, I don't want to be associated with these people.
Well, this isn't going on Google. It's a slideshow.
Everything
that plays at
is
the
on
community theater.
Everything is on Google. Okay.
Calm down.
Everything's on
I
Google.
I thought I was lit about this. Never mind. Wow.
Should we start the show now?
Are you okay to start the
show? Hey, Vinny, you got any giant zucchini I could chop on?
Yeah. Coming your way.
I'm feeling a little hungry. All right,
he said.
On the way at 7:50 this morning, though I feel like we've already done that.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Hashtag mom. 7:20 and 9:20. Oh, we'll play another exciting round of Is This Celebrity Older Than Joe Biden?
Okay.
And we have an email that came in. This is a person in need of some advice. We'll line up some callers and figure that whole mess out all later on this hour. It's going to be a busy week. We already know that with all the Halloween events. And, of course, the minute Halloween is over, it's Christmas, you know. So we got a lot of events coming up here. Thank you for sending these into us, either on a website or on Facebook. You can always slide up in our DMs if you get a fun event. Or, you know, you're a charity trying to make a difference, trying to give back. Whatever the deal is, we like to share these things. So thank you for sending them. It's a holiday bazaar at the Rutherford Elks Lodge. And they're looking for vendors. The event happens on Saturday, December 11th. But now is the time if you would like to be a bazaar vendor. I think that makes sense. All proceeds go to the Elks Lodge, Rutherford Elks Lodge 547 on Facebook. Just search them for all the info if you'd like to be one. The Haunting at Asbury Berkeley is offering a burial simulator.
A what?
Yeah, it's what you thought. A guest gets put in a real casket and experience what it's like to have their last ride from...
Oh, my gosh.
You know, to the gravesite.
Yeah, no, I got it.
And then they actually... They're not actually going to bury you alive, but I guess they've got sound effects and they have, it's like a 4D experience, so they make it feel
this like is, you're being buried alive.
Yeah, that's right. They call it the 5D coffin experience, and it goes on through Halloween. You get all the info at hauntingasbury.com.
I think if I were to do this experience, it would be good that I'm already in the coffin because
you just die in there.
I would just die. Like, I'd be like, just go ahead and finish the job because I'm done. Like,
I'm going to go ahead and bet. Joking aside, that they make you sign a whole bunch of
I'm sure
releases here because they'd be afraid that you would just freak out and panic. This is true. I had to go a number of years, but I fell in the ice like a dope and hurt my shoulder, and I went to get an MRI because they were worried I might have torn a rotator cuff. I'll tell you what, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, you have claustrophobia.
Yeah, they put headphones on you, and they're really nice. Yeah. You say, well, this will just be about 15 minutes, and the minute I slid in there, I'm like, I got to get out. So I can only imagine. It's amazing to me there's an audience for this. Someone would want to experience such a thing.
I don't know. I guess that's like the ultimate scare, though. So if you're really into that kind of thing.
You know, there are probably some people aren't afraid of this sort of thing. It just doesn't freak them out.
Or maybe they're the type of people who are like, if I experience it, maybe it won't be so scary.
It's the ultimate Halloween experience. You'll have to get up in front of your coworkers and give a speech. Oh, my God. That's pretty terrifying.
That is terrifying. I'm good.
All right. The annual Perky's Pumpkin Derby is back on. It's happening on Saturday at Jenks Boardwalk, 2 o'clock. Now, we live fairly close by, so we've been seeing all these decorations go up. This looks like it's going to be a heck of an event. Later on in the night, 107.1 The Boss is going to be at Jenks for the annual party and costume contest. $20,000 for sexiest, scariest. They got all kinds of different costume contests going on starting at 8 o'clock. They got other prizes, too. Jenkinsons.com for more info or check out our events page and get all Boss events, 1071theboss.com, but that'll be fun to start off with the big Perky's Pumpkin Derby. You probably don't want to bring the little ones to the sexiest costume. You want to bring them to the boardwalk for something spooky. There you go.
And
I will share this on our Facebook right now. I took a picture with one of the skeletons.
Yes, you did.
I'm very festive, cute. Like that.
Very cute.
There's a couple things we thought you'd like to know this morning. We have a brand new, I don't want to call it a game, but I guess it's what it is.
Sort of.
You have a game that I came up with. This is all my doing.
Okay.
Usually these things are your domain. Like you came up with that tipsy or toddler thing that I like. We're not doing that today, are we?
No, that's a Thursday thing.
That's a Thursday thing.
Thursday.
Fun facts. That was your idea. We've been doing that forever since we started the show. Well, I get this idea because when I was visiting home a couple of weeks ago, my father complains about how he still goes into work. Now, he retired almost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But they call on him once in a while to go back in. So he goes in and his brother does the same thing. My Uncle Joe just celebrated his birthday, turned 73.
Aww.
Okay? So I said to both of them, hey, both of you are still younger than the President of the United States, so if he can do what he does to be the leader of the free world, you two can still go back to work if you want to.
Sure.
Because, like, no one made Joe Biden run, right?
Right.
He could be retired. He was already the Vice President.
Uh-huh.
But there he is working. I said, you guys can work. And so it gave me an idea. Are these people older than Joe Biden or younger? Now, the president is going to be 79 in November. Oof. I looked all this up. So he's 78 now. In November, he turns
79.
Sure.
Especially when he puts those sunglasses on. Now don't give me that face.
No,
he's a good-looking guy.
Wait a minute. He's a good-looking guy? That's a weird thing to say about the president.
I mean to say, like, he's, like, hot. I just mean
Oh, my God.
That's not what I mean to say. I just mean to say, like, he's a good-looking guy. He's dressed well. And
has there ever been...
Old, wrinkly...
Now, there have been some younger presidents. The last two, this guy and Trump, are a little older, but yeah. There were some younger ones. Did you think that any of them were hot? Would
no.
you have described Obama as hot or Bush as
no,
hot?
No, but I would have described both of them as good-looking
guys. What about Bill Clinton back in the day?
No. No.
Hey, baby, do you think I'm hot?
We've had a good-looking president in our lifetime.
Ever.
Maybe John F. Kennedy.
Not even.
Rutherford B. Hayes. That beard was on fleek.
Rutherford
no, I don't know.
Hayes.
I just wanted to bring up Rutherford B. Hayes.
Okay.
No. Well, I think that's a weird thing to say that you think he's a good-looking guy.
It's
disrespectful.
Stop it. Obviously, they have to be well-dressed. He's a good-looking gentleman. Like, he's not... He looks like
at
a president.
Her backpedaling
I bet you he
thing.
Smells like baby powder.
He probably... All right, so the concept here is I've got some celebrities, famous people.
Okay.
And we're
going
to have to, you're going to have to guess.
That are still working?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so they're still working.
Are these people older or younger than President Joe Biden?
Okay.
Now, this has nothing to do with politics. This has to do with the fact that he is going to be 79.
Okay.
And there are other people that old that are still working.
Sure.
You ready for
that?
You get the concept? You ready
yeah,
to go?
Yeah, yeah, I got
Tom
it.
Tom Hanks, younger or older than the president?
He's younger.
He is younger. He's 65.
Oh, that's still older than I thought, though.
Morgan Freeman, older or younger?
Slightly younger.
I think older.
Just barely younger.
I think he's almost 80, right?
He is 83.
Whoa!
He is older.
Wow. He's 83?
Helen Mirren, older or younger than POTUS?
Oh, that's
Helen
tough.
Mirren.
You don't know who Helen Mirren is?
Wow.
Well,
you
know of yourself.
Look her up,
with
you'll
the
be
gray
happy.
Hair. Yeah.
She's naked like everything
she's been,
she does.
She's been known to still rock a bikini. The paparazzi
yeah.
catch her all the time.
I'm going to go younger.
She
just
is younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is 76. How about this one? This is tricky. Harrison Ford, making the new Indiana Jones movie as we speak. Harrison Ford.
I just saw
younger?
His age. I'm going to say barely younger, probably by like
younger?
A year or two.
He is older by five
no!
months.
Yep. Really?
He is turning 79.
Wow.
Tom Brokaw. Remember Tom Brokaw, the news guy?
Yeah.
Tom Brokaw. I had a big deep voice.
I'm going older.
He is older. He is 81. Meryl Streep.
Older?
What are you going to say?
I gave a she even big in. I don't know what that
What do you...
I just know she's... okay, I'm
going
to say just barely older.
I'm
she's
older.
Younger.
Is she?
She
I'm
is 72.
Okay.
Al Pacino.
Older.
Al Pacino is older.
He is older. Okay.
He is 81.
I would have gone younger.
All right, here we go for the win. I think you guys are pretty close to tied. Mick Jagger, older or younger than Joe Biden?
Older.
Older, yeah.
Older.
Mick Jagger is younger than Joe Biden. By a full year, he is 77 this year.
Well,
so there you go.
Lay off the booze, kids.
Next time, maybe we'll do Keith Richards. Are they older or younger than the president of the U.S.?
And it's about time.
Every morning, 7:20, 9:20, we scrub our socials and search for the hashtag mom.
Confessions.
Yep, that's M-O-M, mom. You heard right, mom.
Confessions.
We hear from real moms. Sharing what it's like to be a mom every single day. Sometimes from dads, sometimes from kids talking about their mom. Sometimes people that just know a mom, and we share them just like this.
At Love and Lunch Meet said, my daughter just asked me to go in a corn maze with her, and now she's telling me stories about serial killers. And if I don't make it out of here, she's definitely my favorite daughter and also probably a killer.
Well, isn't that just a wonderful memory of Halloween the two of you will share forever?
Very scary. Lori Marie 106 said, Aquaphor is the Frank's hot sauce of parenting world. And then I got this message through my private messages from a mom who posted this on Twitter. She didn't leave her Twitter handle, but it might be the funniest mom confession I've ever heard in my life.
Now, I'm going to play this video. I can see this still. This is a mom who is in the car.
Yeah.
Looks like a minivan, as a matter of fact. All right, here it is.
They're not in the car. Huh? I'm driving to school without my kids.
Oh, no.
I'm taking the kids to school and I don't even have him in the car. I have to go back and pick him up. I can't believe it. I left my kids. I don't know. I was supposed to pick up to school and I got in the car and left.
Wow. You got a great laugh. I mean, I know exactly where your kids are. They're in bed or they're sitting at the kitchen table with dad or whatever.
They're like, mom?
Snow day. fantastic. Only it's sunny out today.
That's amazing.
And somebody needs to pay it forward and get that woman a cup of coffee, don't
For
you think?
Sure.
That's maybe the best we've ever had. It's yeah. going to be hard to top that bar. Hashtag mom. Every morning, 7:20 and 9:20. It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince. We get letters. I guess I shouldn't call them letters. We get emails. We get messages, sometimes on Facebook, sometimes on our page on the website here. We have a real message. This is from Anonymous. I know that makes it sound fake, but I'm not making this up. We really get these. And so I thought I would share it because it's an interesting question. And now we've lined up some callers here as well. So they're going to listen in and then weigh in on their opinions here. And you can too, if you'd like. So it says, Robbie and Rochelle, I hear you guys on He Said, She Said talk about these kind of things. I thought maybe you should get some advice from listeners because I'm sick of asking my friends. I don't like what they have to say. Also, I know you're a married couple, so maybe you'll get it. And she put that in parentheses. Mm. She says, I have never seen the romantic side of my husband. He's kind of a man's man. He hates Valentine's Day. He's never been overly affectionate, but that's okay. We've been together for over 20 years. It says, lately he's been buying, this is kind of a long thing, I'll try and paraphrase here. It says, been buying him flowers, holds and rubs her hands while they watch TV, has been offering foot rubs, did the thing with the petals, you know, the rose petals into the bedroom. He is so loving now, it's actually freaking me out. It's only happened over the last 5 months. I feel like I don't recognize him. I've asked my friends who tell me it's something nice. I wish my husband would do that. Others think that maybe he's cheating and he's trying to make up for it. They also notice that he has changed the clothes that he wears. I hadn't noticed that. Again, this just kind of goes on. So anyway, she says, do you think that this is a red flag? Can you ask your listeners? Can you put up a Facebook message perhaps for advice? Again, sorry to bother you with this. Well, no, you're not bothering us. No. That's the whole thing. And she doesn't give a name. It just gives anonymous. I have the email address, but I won't give that out.
Yeah,
so anyway, I thought that was kind of a provocative question because that is very strange if you're married for that amount of time.
Yeah,
even if you're friends with somebody
years.
For that amount of time and they start acting totally differently from what you knew before. So what do you think of that? Did you read this when it came in?
Yeah, I'm kind of looking at it. It is kind of long. I'm looking at it right now. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. Did she change at all? Is there because she,
a great
she
question.
Didn't go into whether or not, you know, maybe she said something and he was like, oh, I had no idea. I didn't know, because I know sometimes with you and I will, you know, make kind of a passing phrase and I generally will think nothing of it.
But, you know, you tend to I think this is true of most men. We're just oblivious. We're just a bunch of boobs, right? But
no,
women tend to, when something is said to them, to remember it and to take it to heart if they care about the person that's speaking. Mm-hmm. You know, so like if I say something like, oh, man, look at that. The 70s fashion is back. Next thing I know, Rochelle shows up dressed like she's in Saturday Night Fever because she thinks that and that's very sweet that she's trying to look cute for me. But, you know, if she says, oh, wow, that's, you know, guys with beards are handsome.
Well, right.
I was like, I don't know. I just didn't shave. You know, I don't know.
Right. Well, and that's what I'm wondering, because she said he changes.
So maybe this guy's just a super sensitive. He's a listener, you know. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing. She's saying that for 20 years, he has not been. So
maybe he's going to see a person who's giving him a therapist.
That could be another thing. She says, I also know he's grown a beard, which is also new. So to your point, if she saw a guy on TV and had made a, you know, Pat, oh, I, you know, he's really sexy or something.
But to go that long.
However, yes, going 20 years and never really having cared.
There's probably something horrible going on here.
All of a sudden, it sounds a little, and me, who just always thinks the worst in everything, my immediate reaction is this guy has either done something or is doing something and feels bad.
What are you wearing, Jake from State Farm?
Yeah, exactly.
Khakis. Vinny, what do you think of this whole thing?
Look, I think there's some flags,
but
maybe, I don't know, he had a change of heart on the kind of man he was.
So, like, if your girlfriend, the next time you see, if you see her tonight, you go to pick her up for dinner, she got a different hair color, she's wearing, like, goth clothing, would you be freaked out by this because he looks totally different than last you saw her?
Well, you just explained her when I first met her, so I don't know.
So she's changed over the course of your relationship.
Yeah, then. She has.
Well,
for sure.
All right. All right, we got some callers on this. We've lined them up. Let's check those out. There's Cynthia.
I really think it depends more on Rochelle's gut, because it's very possible if it was gradual that he's working on some self-improvement thing. But it could also be that he's a narcissistic, psychopathic sleazeball.
Oh, yeah.
So it's either or.
Yeah. It's either or.
It's a 50-50 proposition. Yeah.
You know, it's those nuances. She's got to go with her gut. Forget about what everyone else is saying. What does she know?
Yeah.
Okay, here's Louise.
I have to say, when somebody changes drastically, there's usually something up. So if he's suddenly overly affectionate and changing how he looks physically, something's going on. So my gut is that he's cheating.
You know, I think that's true, and I do see where you're coming from. Although, this is also absolutely true. I grew a beard for the first time a couple of years ago, and I've now become a beard guy, and it's become my thing. But when I first grew it, people that had known me for a long time said, "What's going on in your life?" Usually there's a reason that people grow a beard. I have a friend that is actually someone who studies psychotherapy, and he said that he had read that people that grow beards are trying to hide something. I said, I'm lazy. I don't want to shave. That's all it is. So I don't know. I think it could go either way. Sometimes you change just for the sake of doing something different, though. I'm just devil's advocate.
And I get that about the beard totally, especially seasonally. Yeah. But it's not just the beard. It's that plus to suddenly become affectionate.
Yeah.
Especially after 20 years of marriage.
Yeah.
That doesn't jive.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
One more call. Here's Morgan.
I think that they need to have a conversation about it. I think it is odd, but I wonder if it's something as simple as, like, you know, maybe he got some advice from a friend or something, or maybe he stumbled upon something on TV that just resonated with him, and maybe that's why he's being more lovey and stuff. I listened to the book, The Five Love Languages, and maybe, you know, I'm not saying that this man read that book, but like maybe he just realized that that was what his wife was needing in order to make their relationship stronger. So I do think it's odd, but I think they just really need to have a conversation about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great way to look at it.
Hopeful. Well, I hope she gets back to us and lets us know the resolution here, if there is a resolution.
Yeah.
Thanks for your calls. Catch up on our podcast anytime if you didn't get to it this weekend. It is on demand right on the homepage. Just go to our page or search Robbie and Rochelle wherever you get your podcast. All right, a couple things trending this morning we thought you'd like to know. Now, fans are going crazy because we get the first little snippet of Michael Keaton back as Batman in the Flash trailer. And there's a comedian, Frank Caliendo. You may have heard of him before. He does a great John Madden. He has posted his recasting of Batman. He does Michael Keaton, then he does other people all as Batman.
Okay.
And this is also trending this morning. It's pretty funny.
I'm Batman. Should I be disguising my voice a little bit more or what?
It's not who I am underneath. No, no, no. But what I do that defines me.
Oh.
Let me ask you this. You know I've done this before, right? On the inside, still genius, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist. Pretty much works for all my characters.
Did you get all of those? That was Adam Sandler, Jeff Goldblum, Michael Keaton, and Robert Downey Jr.
Oh,
that's pretty good stuff, right?
Okay, those are really good. Wow.
What? I'm Batman. You're Batman. I know you love when I do the Queen, so I thought, since we were doing impressions, I thought I would throw that in there for you.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
There's a new survey out from AskWomen.com, whatever that is, that Scottish, the Scottish accent, is the sexiest accent in the world.
Really? I don't know if I agree with that.
It's a blue bricked, moonlicked nicked. And the second one here, there's a moose loose about this house.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really find that sexy. Is that just me? Do you think that's sexy?
No, I think that, I mean, the female British accent is kind of sexy, I guess. But
that's not British.
But that's Scottish.
That's Scottish,
so it is a little bit different.
Which is different.
Oh, I'd like to have a go with that filly. Oh, do you find me sexy? Oh,
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'd agree with that poll.
Would you agree we should just move on and never talk about that again?
Probably.
That was uncomfortable for everybody. Sorry I looked that up on a work computer. There's a video going viral. This happened in Burlington, which is near Toronto in Canada. There's a guy, he's on the highway, he's driving, but he's playing the flute with both hands. There he is. We got a guy trying out for Jethro Tull going down the highway.
How do you do that?
He's driving with his knee.
Wow. Okay.
You've been known to do that. By the way,
yeah, but not while playing a flute.
Yeah. You got the Mounties behind him. Oh, we'll catch him. Hey. I remember we were talking about the Sabrina the Teenage Witch house last week. It was up for sale.
Oh, yes.
Going for almost $2 million. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to live in the house that Nancy lived in, I have never seen A Nightmare on Elm Street. But Nancy's house from A Nightmare on Elm Street, the house that was used for the movie, is up for sale. It's in Los Angeles. It's being sold for $3.25 million.
I'm good. I don't want to live in the Nightmare on Elm Street house.
By the way, offers are being accepted until midnight on Halloween night.
You're kidding.
No. Here's Freddy. Also, got any ice in the fridge?
whoever buys it is going to have to use it as some sort of like museum or something. Do you want to go to sleep in that house?
Listen, if it's got new marble countertops, maybe. You know, got an indoor pool, maybe.
Okay, maybe if it had an indoor pool.
There's a new biopic coming about the early relationship of Ozzy Osbourne and his wife Sharon. It's being described as a love story based around rock and roll.
Oh.
I felt the calmest I'd ever felt in my life.
That is the most understandable he's ever been in his life.
I was going to say.
I was expecting it to be. Yeah,
and I know.
Actually understood what he was saying. So
he must be doing really well.
He's very excited to be making his version of The Notebook, I guess. Well, this is fun. Kelly Clarkson and Jimmy Fallon saying, "I Got You, Babe," did a little karaoke together on Kelly's show.
Oh, cute.
And that clip is going viral. I'll tell you what, Jimmy, he's pretty good, right? He's not bad.
He is, yeah.
He's got cojones the size of tomatoes because he is willing to go and sing with someone like Kelly Clarkson, who's
right.
One of the great singers.
Right.
That takes a lot of guts to be able to do that, and he did it pretty well.
He did it, and he didn't do... I was absolutely expecting him to attempt to do the Sonny, but
the
yes.
Sonny Bono.
Yes. It was pretty good. It wasn't bad.
Well, there's a new Lego set coming out based on Home Alone. It's a 3,955-piece set of the house in Home Alone, you know, that kid Kevin McAllister booby traps.
Yeah.
You get the little figures that look like him and the two robbers. And ladies, if you're dating somebody who has one of these set up in their basement, break up with them now.
Run.
Go on Dr. Phil. Break up with them now, okay? This weekend, Hallmark began their countdown to Christmas. This is when they start showing nonstop Christmas movies. Now, I could be wrong, but I do believe they have a Hallmark Christmas movie channel that's on all year round. This was the countdown to Christmas on the regular Hallmark channel.
Oh, okay.
So I think if you get the fancy cable with like 1,000 channels, you get the Christmas channel all the time.
It just plays Christmas movies on a loop?
That's it. But they've got the regular Hallmark is getting set to start, and they're going to release 41 brand new holiday films this year, including a movie that reunites members of the Wonder Years cast.
Where does Hallmark get the money in the budget to make 41 movies just for Christmas? I don't get it.
You know what they charge for those cards? They're like $6 a piece.
That's true.
That stuff
adds up. Try like $7.99.
That adds up.
That's fair. You make a good point.
Those dollar bills add up. A new study from UCLA found the average American says they feel the most stressed in their entire life at 36 years old.
Really?
Well, this is good. Now, in more ways than one, I'm on the downward slide.
I am
over the hill.
I have yet to reach my peak, I suppose.
You well?
Great.
Best is yet to come for me. I might be 1 foot closer to the grave, but the best is yet to come. Happy days are here again.
Well, good for you.
A wonderful. And I would imagine they put this out to be somewhat humorous. But the National Association of Dentists and Orthodontists have released the Halloween candies worse for your teeth. Worse for your teeth.
Okay.
Gummy bears come in number one.
Really?
Wouldn't necessarily think of those as a Halloween candy,
no.
But I guess so. Anything with caramel.
Uh-huh.
Starbursts, Now and Laters, lollipops, and pixie sticks.
Okay.
They say you're best off with plain chocolate, and if you don't have any cavities, caramel apples.
That's interesting. That's still caramel.
You see, I would have thought that an apple would be, you know, a good way to lose a tooth.
Less sugar. I guess that's probably what they're not as many cavities.
But if you're brushing your teeth, can't you eat as much sugar as you want anyway? I mean, listen, I understand your blood levels are a whole different
sure.
issue, but like as far as your teeth go,
it depends. I guess
as long as I'm brushing my teeth, you know, just back off. I know I should floss.
You have to floss.
But if I'm brushing twice a day and I want to eat me some Starburst, leave me alone.
Okay.
Dr. Goldfein.
Tell that to your sugar bugs.
He's still alive. I got to stop calling out the childhood dentist I had that I really hated a lot. Also, I'm mad because he was right. I did need braces and I never got them.
And you do need to floss.
Monday. Why? Is there something in my teeth right now?
You should always floss.
Monday, world famous celebrity birthday file. Katy Perry, 37 today.
Yuck shamash, Katy Pepsi.
Yeah, that's right. Craig Robinson, he hosts the Masked Dancer or whatever it is.
Oh, yes.
He's 50 today. Former Red Sox star Pedro Martinez is 50. Samantha Bee from the Comedy Channel. Nancy Cartwright, the voice of Bart Simpson.
Got it. Now what?
She's got a birthday today. I was just saying happy days are here again.
Yeah.
God bless her. Marion Ross, the mom from that old show Happy Days. She's 93 today.
Wow.
Here's what you need. Forget the Hallmark Christmas movies. Uh-huh. We need a movie with her, Angela Lansbury, Betty White. That'd be a super hit. Am I
it
right?
It would be a super hit.
Super hit. The new Golden Girls.
They better make it quick.
How dare you? How dare you?
I'm just saying, sometimes production can take a while.
Today's National Greasy Food Day and National Chucky Day. Yep, it's a day for fans of the Halloween horror movie.
Oh, yuck.
Child's Play.
I don't like that at all.
Just another reason we need to get Marion Ross, Betty White, and Angela Lansbury some new work. And maybe we'll throw Helen Mirren in. She'll be the daughter.
There you go.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
I just went ahead and checked my desk calendar, and Sunday is Halloween, so we begin a full week, I believe, of Halloween He Said,
She Said.
You want to put the sound effect thing on?
Yeah, can we do that?
All right. Listen, we know, up front, I just want to say this. If you're listening and you're like, I'm not interested at all, we know this is stupid. So just humor us, okay? All right, it's on.
It's on.
You just sound like you're having a moment in the supermarket and there's nobody else around. Like, it's just echoing through the aisle.
My actual laugh is just like a cackle, so I should just probably laugh normally. It's very witch-like.
Just do your regular laugh, and let me see if we can put some sound effects on it. Go ahead. All right, put the sound effects on it. Oh, my God, that was chilling.
You're a jerk.
You be careful. I'll hit the thing that makes me sound like I'm a pilot.
Oh, geez, please.
Your favorite horror movie, monster, or villain? I guess horror TV show. Your favorite monster or villain from some sort of scary movie, TV show. I guess book would be fine.
Yeah.
Your favorite fictional monster or villain. We're not looking for, don't say your ex-wife, okay? It's not the kind of
Thank
discussion.
Thank you for defining that.
This is for Halloween.
Okay.
Because remember, Halloween's for kids, so this is supposed to be fun. Dracula would be a great answer.
Okay. I'd have to go the Sanderson sisters.
The who?
The Sanderson sisters. Oh, Hocus Pocus.
Okay. I thought you meant the kid on the bike there from The Shining, but that's not what you're talking about.
No, that's scary. I'm talking Winifred, Sarah.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, the Sanderson sisters. Did you ever know that you're
my hero? Oh, there she is. I'll bet that was. What a voice you've got. I know that song is from a different movie, has nothing to do with anything, but I just felt like hearing it. So, well, we've all fell off the rails today. Your favorite horror movie or horror TV show, monster or villain, whom is it? It's Halloween week. Here with Robbie and Rochelle. Do you have a favorite horror movie, monster or villain? Horror TV show, horror, fictional horror, monster or villain? I really, horror. Scary.
Do you have one? You didn't say one.
No, I'm not big into scary stuff. I can't think of anything I really.
What about like the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown?
Sure.
I don't know that he's really a villain, but.
Well, I hate Captain Hook.
Oh, yeah.
Not a fan of his. I know he's not really a Halloween villain, but I'm not a fan.
I mean, he's a movie villain, so I mean, that's the same thing,
right? He's not great. I mean, Hannibal Lecter's kind of scary. I don't like him very much.
Not great.
Yeah.
Eats people.
Yeah.
Not the best.
I'm not a fan of the cannibals. I'm going to go ahead and say it. If you're a cannibal and you listen to the show, I don't like you.
Not a fan.
Not a fan of what you do. I understand. You know what? No, I don't understand. It's illegal. So if you're a cannibal, change your station.
Wow.
Please don't do that.
No, please do.
No, please listen. We need all the fans we can get. Having said that, I look down on your lifestyle. You cannibal, you.
Roger said Pumpkinhead, great monster look and good movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even, do you know what that's from?
Pumpkinhead was like a guy with a pumpkin head that ate people or something.
Oh.
So once again, please listen, but I do not condone your choices.
So he's Hannibal Lecter with a pumpkin head.
Yeah,
Got it. Okay. Emily said Pennywise, both funny and terrifying at the same time.
Correct.
Disagree. Not funny at all. Jordan said Norman Bates, the classic version of a shy, polite weirdo who you'd never suspect to be a killer.
he just kept to himself. We didn't expect any of this. Here's Erica, line one.
Cousin It.
No, but see, that's what you like. That's what you want. Adam's Family has got a little spooky, but it's not very scary. That's a great answer.
Have you seen the new Adam's Family, the cartoon?
I have not. Have you spent any quality time with the original?
Yeah.
I have.
Sure.
Yeah.
It was a great show.
Absolutely.
Raul Julia and Angelica Houston are legendary.
Absolutely.
And it's entirely possible that the second Addams Family movie is one of the few sequels that was ever as good as the original. You know?
When you said original, I thought you were talking about the black and white TV show.
That too. But also the movies. I haven't seen the cartoon ones yet, but the original show was awesome too. So
only those movies have got a song from MC Hammer, so they've got that going for it.
Okay. Remember when there used to be like soundtracks that were just for the movie?
Yeah.
Besides musicals.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you a spoiler alert for the new Addams Family, the cartoon. Cousin It is played by Snoop Dogg.
Really?
Yeah, you get a little
taste of it.
It's great.
That is exciting.
It is exciting.
Now I have something to do this month.
There
awesome.
You go.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
It's spooky, scary Halloween week here on your He Said.
She Said.
Your favorite horror movie, horror TV show, fictional monster or villain?
Michelle said Jigsaw from Saw.
That's a good answer.
Brian said the one and only Dracula. He is an iconic vampire lord.
Let's put him on the do not date list too, okay?
And Sonny said Leatherface, his mask and huge body, plus the bloody chainsaw in his hands. I'd die if I saw him for real.
I don't understand why these things are with it. Like, who are the people that these movies appeal to? It's amazing to me. Why don't we have a movie called Puppies, you know?
I mean, we do. We've seen the movie Puppies.
There's a movie just about puppies? Like,
well, there's shows.
I don't know why people pay money to go get frightened by something very unpleasant. You know?
I don't get it either, but everybody has their thing, because maybe somebody doesn't understand why you love a cat. They're just not cat people, so you to each their own.
But I mean, aren't there? Let's watch a movie where you feel the sensation of your hand burning on the stove. You know what I mean?
Some people like to be scared. I don't get it.
Let's do a 90-minute movie that simulates what it's like to be stuck in a traffic jam. Like, why would you pay money to go sit through such a thing?
That's fair. That's a good analogy.
It's
That's
strange
fair.
To me, but all right. Here's Julia.
So Anthony Hopkins from Silence of the Lambs freaked me out. Yeah. I wasn't supposed to see that as a kid, and I did, and just it seared into my brain.
Yeah,
but he was great.
Can you drink Chianti to this day?
No.
I can't see it on a label without thinking of his face, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's talk to Anna on line 3.
Okay. Can it be a person?
It can be whoever you want it to be.
Sure.
Hans Landa from Inglourious Basterds.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I have not seen that, but have you seen that? You don't like Quentin Tarantino.
No, I don't like Quentin Tarantino, but
you'll
I know who you're talking about.
You'll get it
about.
Once you see it.
Is that the Christoph Waltz's character?
Yes, okay. Exactly.
Yeah, he's a good villain in everything he's a villain in. And he's a villain in everything, so. Yeah.
I know, and Tarantino couldn't make that movie because he couldn't get that role cast right, and then he found him, and he's brilliant.
Yeah, he is good.
Yeah.
All right, we'll keep it going on Facebook. Your favorite horror movie monster or villain, horror TV show, fictional horror movie, or horror monster or villain, if you want to share a picture also, we would be very happy with your meme. So please, or your GIF.
Okay.
Or whatever those things are called. Yeah. Feel free to leave those in the comments on the Facebook machine. He said.
She said.